Hopefully, you see the through line. If you've been hanging out with us for a while, we started all the way over here with Joshua telling the people, hey, we're entering the land, and you got to decide, now that we're entering the land, are you going to serve the gods of that land, or are you going to serve the gods of Israel, Yahweh? And he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You've heard that part, right? Hopefully, by now, that's like posted above your doorway. Before that, so this song we just sang was a preview that before that, the children of Israel marched around Jericho. I won't give you the whole sermon. We'll get there in a couple days. But they marched around Jericho, and the walls fell. So hopefully that song burrows into your head, and you see this narrative through line. But before we get there, we're all the way back here still, where Moses, who was the king of Exodus, led the people out, but the people weren't ready to go into the promised land yet. And this is where we are, is Moses is handing off leadership fully to Joshua. And this is what's amazing. If you have your books, if you have your Home Court Advantage books, we're on page 22 today. Go ahead and flip them open. And as you read this verse, you just heard Joshua read Joshua, which I'm not going to lie, when I emailed him, the first thing Josh said, being just such a humble man, was, thank you for doing an entire sermon series on me. So when he comes back up here to sing the next song, just realize it's all about him. I'm kidding. But he did say that. Joshua 1, what's happening here is as you're handing off the leadership roles, what you see really, really quickly is a leader's job is to provide and protect. When I mean leader, I don't care if you're leading a company, a team, a family. God has charged you to provide and protect. Now, if you go ahead and fill that in, but flip back to page 6, because this was a huge kairos for me that I just went, oh, that's the issue. Back on page 6, during that sermon, when we defined God's job, whether it's Yahweh or one of those other gods, is to provide and protect. If you are in a leadership position, be very, very, very careful to not start thinking of yourself as a god. Yes, you are charged by God to provide and protect, but God is your source of that provision and protection. Anybody ever know a leader that they started off providing and protecting, and it quickly became that they viewed themselves as a god? No. Okay, one person. Well, then, since you waved your hand, we'll have you come on up. No, see, what I did is I realized that happens all the time, but we are charged. Oh, there's... Oh, look at that. There's things that we are charged. And for note takers, we're going to do something. I wanted to do this today with Matt Kono because you're probably sick of hearing my voice. And Matt brings such a... he's become over the years a respected friend, a mentor. What he's doing is amazing. And what I realized is the first thing a leader needs to provide is clarity. Are you providing the people you lead with clarity, particularly the question they're asking? And it doesn't matter if this is your family, this is your grandkids, this is your the people that you work with, what is the mission? And if you don't know it, Promise is mission. What we're all about is to deliberately disciple people into fully devoted followers of Christ. One of the ways we do that is we deal with, sometimes people are having times where it's tough and they need counseling, and so we partnered with Cross Connections. But Matt, what is your mission over there at Cross Connections?
Well, the mission of the ministry at Cross Connections is to provide affordable biblical counseling. That's the first part of it. But we also train lay people like yourselves to be covenant partners, lay counselors. Many of you are familiar with or might even be Stephen ministers. It's very similar to Stephen ministry, except it takes it a step further. We train in specific disciplines. But the main focus of the ministry is providing affordable biblical counseling. And we stress the word biblical. That's the most important thing about what we do at Cross Connections, is we have a very talented and diverse staff of professionals, mental health professionals. They put a ton of work and effort and just dedication into putting all these letters behind their last name, all these certifications and licensing. But they know where the truth comes from. And that is from God's Word, from Scripture. And so they take all that wisdom, all those tools that they've acquired through the years, and they take clients to the foot of the cross. Because that's where we all need to go, whether we think we have problems or not, to hear that message of hope, healing, and forgiveness that we all have in Jesus Christ. So that is the mission.
So if somebody sitting out here today, I know things have changed over the last couple of years. If somebody is sitting here today and going, man, I'd love biblical counseling. How do they get that?
Yep. Well, you can go about it two ways. You can go through Pastor Henry, or you can go through Pastor Scott. They will tell you about the ministry, how our operations work, and they can provide a referral. Also, during the pandemic, things shifted a little bit because people didn't have access to their pastors like they did before. We still accept people, you know, that just come in and say, hey, I really, really need help. If they don't have a chance to talk to their pastor, they may be suffering from a lot of shame and they don't necessarily want to share things right away with the pastor, they'll come to us, but we'll coach them and help them understand the value of having you and Pastor Scott involved in what's going on, so that when counseling is over, they know that, hey, my pastor's there for me. You know, he's there to help continue that journey of healing. Because once you're a client across Connections and you're ready to move on, that door's closing, we don't want to see you again. I know that, don't take that the wrong way. You know, we'd love to see you in the community and things, but we want that healing to be ongoing for you. And so biblical counseling can be easily accessed either through your pastor or by just giving us a call.
So what I love about Matt is he does a great job with Cross Connections, but whenever I get to have a lunch with him or that, it moves quickly from, hey, here's what we're doing business-wise. We talk about real-life stuff, but not everybody's in the role that Matt is, not everybody's in the role that I'm in. And really quickly, almost every conversation we've had, it transitions to family. Hey, mm-hmm. How's your family? How are your kids? Matt's a dad, Matt's a grandpa. We're doing a series right now called Home Court Advantage, where we believe here at Promise that the best way to instill faith is to do it at home, at the Home Court Advantage, and that's this book. Would you be willing to, what's your family, like when you were a dad, before you became a grandpa, mm-hmm. What was your family's mission? Like what, when you said, hey, I'm a dad, I know you're a goal-oriented guy, military background, you always have a mission in front of you.
Yeah.
When it came to faith formation in your home, can you talk to me about that? What was your mission?
Well, my family's mission, obviously, was to, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then, you know, love your neighbor. How are you loving your neighbor? And what we found out each and every day when we would recap kind of on what the day was like, we all found out that we usually failed miserably at both of those. And that was, you know, we would often get distracted by the things that we wanted to do, what our priorities were, and we kind of shuffled God off to the side. And then we really, really failed sometimes at loving our neighbor. And, you know, when we saw somebody in crisis, did we intentionally, with purpose and with transparency, go to them and say, how can I serve you? Because that's really what it's all about. But we noticed that when we kept the daily disciplines in place, things would have gradually get better. And we would learn to improve there. And there's something that everybody needs to understand, is that the enemy is going to do everything that he possibly can to try to distract you, to try to muddy the waters, to take away your focus and your clarity. And he's going to do that through fear and shame. And so I know there's at least one person out here that is suffering from something, and they're suffering silently because they feel like they can't just take that burden away. Somehow you got to fix it all on your own. That's not the truth. And family, that's really what family is about, is you know each other's mess the best, right? And you usually hurt each other the deepest and the most lasting in family, right? But you have that message of hope and forgiveness to practice with each other. Amy and I have been married a long time. Not as long as some people, but we've been married a long time. And what I'm about to say might shock you. When we have younger couples say, hey, you guys have it all figured out, and we start laughing right away because we don't. But they say, how do you make your marriage work? And I said, well, that's easy. We use the F word a lot. And they all look at me like, whoa, what are you talking about? Especially, you know, with my military background, right? And I say, no, the F word we use is, will you forgive me? And practicing that discipline of forgiveness, not only with your spouse, but with your children, and now with grandchildren that we have, man, that's where it's at. That's what gives you that home court advantage. But remember, the game doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. And so he's the one who gives you that ability to forgive each other, to practice those spiritual disciplines at home, so that when you're out in the world, it gets a little bit easier.
So I know some of you are note takers, and I want to make sure we fill in all the blanks. I really want to challenge you. What I love just listening to Matt is the mission was clear, right? You heard it. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. He then put wheels on it that every day him and his family sat around and went, hey, how'd you do with that? If I can put a challenge out there, what's your family's mission? What's your home team's mission? Can you summarize it? Can you state it? I went to one of my buddy's houses, and that's where I'm stealing. I went up to Nathan Ernsberger's house up in Michigan, and his family not only did this, they defined their family's mission, but they wrote it out and they put it on the wall. So they knew what their family was about. What's your home court's mission? Because clarity, we've said this so many times here, clarity is what leads to confidence, and that's what gives us the courage when we need it. When I told Matt the text, he told me that that was his confirmation verse. Anybody else, Joshua 1:9, your confirmation verse? I'm just curious. This,
right.
Okay. So make sure you guys get together, have a party. Confirmation verse party. We need to celebrate something. But clarity leads to confidence, leads to courage. The other thing that when we look at this text today, we see is that the leader, God, and then Joshua, gave clarity on the narrative. Do you know the story? Do you know the narrative? Do you know that it's that Jericho, when Josh sang about Jericho a minute ago, actually shows up in God's word? Are you spending time in God's word? And I want to just throw out, can we click like four slides to the last slide? Sorry, Mike. Right here. Like if you don't know the narrative, if I could just throw out a challenge, here's what it would be. To read the New Testament. Whole New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, the rest of the letters, Revelation. If you read 12 minutes a day, 12 minutes a day, you're going to be done in 3 months. If you start today, read 12 minutes a day, you'll finish up December 19th. Who could do that? If you don't know the narrative, the only way to know the narrative is read it. By the way, some of you are just overachievers, and you're like, 12 minutes, that is nothing. If you read 35 minutes a day, it's going to take you 2 months. You'll be done November 19th, Thanksgiving. You want to just, some of you are way overachievers. You go out and run marathons in Chicago.
Right.
You did that, right?
I didn't do Chicago.
Which one did you do?
I did Indy and I did Dayton, Ohio. I highly discourage Dayton, Ohio.
This is being recorded and for our friends in Dayton.
Yeah.
If you want to just go out, man, if you sat down today, this afternoon, and read for 2.5 hours, by the end of the week, you'd have it done. 2.5 hours. Don't watch TV for a week. Don't watch YouTube for a week. Just read your Bible for 2.5 hours a day. By next week, September 26th, you'd be going, read the New Testament. What would it look like to know the narrative? And as leaders, how are you keeping the narrative of Scripture, God's story, that what Matt said, we failed miserably, yup, and God forgives you, in front of your people? How do you provide, and that's the next lines, clarity on the narrative? And so I wanted to ask you, the coolest thing is whenever we go out, what I love is that you always pull out your phone and you have a picture of Camden.
Mm-hmm. Just one?
Just one. He only has one picture of his grandchild. Like, this is where, you know how you always have mentors? This is one of these things that Matt's got to do that I haven't got to do yet. And as I watch him do it, I'm like, oh, that's on my, being a grandpa, man, I can't wait. That is not an announcement. Mom, not an announcement.
Yeah, or an encouragement.
Yeah, my nobody's engaged, nobody's dating, nobody's, but man, how do you keep the biblical narrative in front of Camden?
Well, Camden just turned 18 months old this week. So you just got to remember, you major in the minors. And that is the consistency, really, on, you know, you pray with him, you help him fold his hands. Sometimes you have to hold him a little firmer. Because those hands start to wander.
Sorry, can I just interrupt real
sure,
quick? Because I want
absolutely.
People to write this down. Did you notice how simple it is? Like, so many people, Matt's not a pastor. He's not wearing a collar. You can tell. No, that's why I wanted him up here. You don't have to go get an MDiv. Mm. You sit down and you hold their hands a little tighter. Like, write that down. Mm-hmm. Take notes on these. This man is brilliant.
Oh, come on, man. No, I'm not. I just had really good teachers and mentors. One of my favorite, most comforting songs that I've ever heard and probably ever will was when I was a young kid. And it's called, maybe you've heard of it before, Jesus Loves Me. And Camden lights up when there's music. His dad is a very, very, very good soccer player. Both, you know, him and my daughter are athletes, and, you know, I'm praying for them as well, because I think this kid's going to be a musician and want to have nothing to do with athletics, which to me will be a riot, you know. But I notice that. He just lights up when there's music. And so we will consistently sing with him, Jesus Loves Me. And I do not know the hand motions, but Amy does know the hand motions. And so he's actually doing those along with her. And those are the foundational things that you can pass along to your grandchildren, especially when they're, you know, you start as early as you possibly can, because it really is about consistency. You know, we are all creatures of habit, whether we think we are or not. And so the two things that I have to ask you, number one is, what habits are filling you up as a leader in your home, and what are you learning about yourself along the way? Because, you know, just singing that song, Jesus Loves Me, with my grandson, man, that is so centering for me. You know, so while he's being fed, I'm being fed as well. And that takes me back to, you know, that confirmation verse where, have I not commanded you? God's saying, come on, man. I got your back. I'm going to be with you every step of the way through this.
Man, so I just want to actually practice what we just preached. Is we're going to stop and fold our hands and just pray for Matt and all the families as we strive for that home court advantage. Some of you are going through tough stuff, and we own that. And we don't want to ignore that. Yes, we're praying for you, but also know that if you need somebody to talk to, Cross Connections is there. And they'll come alongside, as well as Pastor Scott and I. Mm-hmm. I loved the clarity that it gave, because we go back to that song, Jesus Loves Me. And that's why we can approach the throne, because Jesus loves us. Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus has forgiven me. And so let's go to Jesus right now and talk to him. God, thank you. Thank you for those that are parents. We thank you for that opportunity, even when it's difficult. For grandparents, we thank you. For those struggling with pregnancy right now, God, comfort them. And thank you for places like Cross Connection that provide that counseling when there are those tough moments. But God, we're all discipling somebody. We're all leading somebody. And as we do, God, let us lead the one that we're following you. Let us lead them to you, to the foot of your cross. God, let us keep the narrative of your word out in front of them and out in front of us daily. And God, when we fall short, we thank you that you have forgiven us, that on that cross you washed us clean. And God, some of us, we're struggling right now with clarity. How do we lead? What is our mission? What do we want to do? God, make that clear to us. And God, continue to shape us and mold us. You made it clear how to pray when you taught us your prayer. And so we join in praying that even right now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.